Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Hello, and I am Glovina Williams. I am absolutely delighted that you are with me right now. I'm thinking about you and so honored that you would take time from your busy schedule. There's so many places that you could be right now. So it means a lot to me that we have this opportunity to just make some observance today of what the new normal. Yeah, you know, we're hearing so much about the new normal, and that's what we want to observe today. Just look at this biblical character by the name of Noah who had to prepare, and we'll use the word reset, before entering the new normal. And this is, I think it's so appropriate because this is where we are. We're having to step out on faith because we're still dealing with some things and we're stepping out on faith. Even though we might not have the exact precision, but we do know our purpose, and we're taking on the challenge and stepping out on faith in this new normal. I just hope that today that we can get a deeper insight and make some observations on how Noah stepped out into this new normal. And even before we get started, I just want to read something to you that I thought was appropriate. It's simply just a quote. And it says, "We sense that normal isn't coming back. That we're being born into a new normal, a new kind of society, a new relationship to the earth, a new experience of being a human being." Yeah, and that's a quote by, I believe it was Mr. Einstein. Now listen at this one. "The world is on a bumpy journey to a new destination and the new normal." And I want to read a quote to you from Les Brown. He's one of my favorite motivational speakers. He started out by saying, "You can start over again. Don't even think about quitting now. Easy to replay in your mind how things did not work, how much you lost, what you're going through, how angry you may be. There's no amount of conversation or magic that is going to wipe the slate clean. You're wasting valuable time and energy that could be used to regain a new normal and start another version of your life. Even though you may be hurt, you may be feeling down, stop kicking yourself. Face what has happened and make the decision to start over." Les Brown. The new normal. And I believe that we can all agree there's been a tremendous change, a tremendous shift in the world that we live in. When we think about Jesus, we can even say he brought in a new normal. He changed the way that we receive forgiveness of sins, and he also put us back in right standing with God. He restored us to the opportunities for kingdom living that Adam and Eve had lost. The new normal. I believe we can all agree that there's been a tremendous change, a shift. And, you know, probably it was several years ago, I did a lecture on the shift. I did a lecture on how things change. And when things change, an internal phenomenon takes place where we have to transition into the new change. Because change and transition, they're different. Change happens quickly, and normally we have we usually don't have any control over the change. It happens quickly. I often compare it to an old stick, you know, old school stick of butter. If it were frozen and you took a knife and you cut that stick of butter, that's change. It happens quick. Yeah. But then transition is like that candy that they call taffy. You know, that candy that just stretches out. That's what transition is. Transition doesn't happen, if I can use the term, overnight. Transition is a period where we have to accept that something has ended. It could be various parts of your life, your experience, but something has ended. And then once we acknowledge in the transition that something has ended, it's like we step into the neutral zone. And when we step into that zone, that is where, even though we accept the fact, hey, that's ended, now something new is about to begin. It's like that taffy. It stretches out. It's like we're in a zone where we may be a bit confused because what? We're trying to adjust to the new normal. Things aren't the same. Something has ended. And now sometimes we can even fall into a state of confusion, but it's normal. So we can't get dismayed or feel like I'm abnormal because I'm looking for my place in the new normal. The new normal is what we're headed toward. It's still a little bumpy, as I read in the quote. The new normal is still often a bit of a distance off because we have not completely adjusted to it. We're still in that neutral zone. And this is where we begin to discover ourselves, in that neutral zone. Sometimes it's called the wilderness. Yeah, it's an uncertain place because we're learning new ways of doing things. After we get out of that neutral or adjustment period, guess what? We enter into a new beginning. But think about it. You had to let go of the old. You had to go through a period of uncertainty, feeling a bit, you know, odd and awkward. Where do I go from here? How do I deal with this? Even if we compared it today, you know, how far do I stand? Can I step up to the counter at the grocery store? Should I wait until that person is finished? Should I be standing on the marker that says social distancing? Should I hug my loved one? Should I wait? Should I shake hands? And should I hit elbows? Should I give a high five? It's a neutral zone. But we're adjusting to the new normal. You know, let's take a moment and let's pause and let's observe. Let's make an observation of a biblical character by the name of Noah. Remember now, Noah had been given direction and instructions, and I talk often about God has given us new directions and new instructions. He received some directions and instructions to build an ark, to build a huge ship. But what did Noah do after the flood? Because he built the ship because God said it's going to rain 40 days and 40 nights. So he built this huge ship, which we call an ark. Let's look at the observation. Observe that the water took some time after all the raining, and when it stopped raining, it took a while for the water to begin to recede. But observe another observation. Noah waited for the water. He waited for directions and signs and instructions. He waited. You know, it says wait upon the Lord. And he waited for instructions. And then God said to him, go out of the ark. Observe what he did when he came out of the ark. He planted, he reaped, he made wine, and he got intoxicated. I don't know if you had been in a ship for 40 days and 40 nights. I don't know, but this is what he did. The world had changed from what it was like when he and his family entered the ark. The world has changed from the time that we were on lockdown. The world has changed. It's a new normal. And guess what? It's a great opportunity. It's a time for us to learn new things and new ways and new customs. It's a time for us to be more compassionate and understand what everyone else has gone through and going through. Listen to Genesis chapter 7, verses 19 through 20. They rose greatly on the earth, and all the high mountains under the entire heavens were covered. The waters rose and covered the mountains to a depth of more than 15 cubits. Yeah. This is describing what happened while Noah was in the ark. What happened when you were on lockdown? I was on lockdown. A lot went on. Listen, Noah and his family, they were really on that ship about 150 days. And then God caused a wind to blow and to recede the waters. But here's a beautiful, beautiful observation. God remembered Noah and his family. God did not forget about us. God remembered you and your family. And God remembers you and your family. Noah was in the ark for over a year. He and his family, they traveled very far before they came to rest. Okay, they're on the ship, they're riding, you know, the high waters, and they're traveling far. I mean, the ship is going this way and that way. And even for us, sometimes our life takes twist turns. Have you rested, or have you come to a place of rest since all of this has taken place in the world? I didn't just say in your life, in my life, but what has taken place in the world? Have you found a place of rest? Have you been able to rest and to say, God, some of the things that I'm feeling, a bit of the confusion, the uneasiness, the not knowing if I'm doing the right thing or what should I do, have you found a place of rest in that? I shared yesterday with some of my loved ones that, listen, when you're feeling confused and you want to locate peace or you want to find answers, seek God, God's will. And when you seek for God's will, guess what? It begins to point you in the direction of peace. These are things that I share because I want us to have and to experience the full benefit of God's provision and love. Yes, we've been captured from the enemy. We've been rescued. And we have been placed safely in the arms of Almighty God. And it's just like in your life. When you were growing up, for example, you were in most cases in the safe arms of your parents. Of course, we know some weren't, but we're just using the hypothetical situation here. You're in the safe arms of your parents. And it's not always that we do what our parents tell us to do. And that's the way it is with God Almighty. We're in his safe arms, but we're still not always doing and following his directions, his instructions, his guidance, and his advice. But guess what? You're still safely in his arms. And he loves you, and he cares about you. And he cared so about this man by the name of Noah and his family. God remembered them, and God remembers you. So if you're feeling confused, you could be confused about a dilemma, a decision that you're trying to make. Are you able to rest in it? Are you able to get into God's word or to quietly get before God in prayer and ask him the questions that you're puzzled about? Listen, he'll listen to you and he will answer you. And it may not be in an audible voice. It may be in the audible voice of someone else. It's sometimes God is so practical with us that we think it's not God. Even when God sends his grace, sometimes the grace is just through someone giving you some advice of, I'd wait to make that phone call if I were you. Or I'd phrase it this way if I were you. Often that is the grace and the answer to what you may be seeking God for. Yeah. Are you acknowledging that grace? Let's try to remember that. God remembers. I'm going to read Genesis 8 and 1. And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters receded. God remembers you, and whatever you may be going through, God is going to attend to that. Like I say, I'm not just whistling Dixie. These are not just things that I'm just pulling off the top of my head. Much of it I have experienced. Much I have studied and read about. Much I have had people to pour into my life and to show me the way to find and locate where God wants me to be. And the same for you. Noah, hey. God made a way for Noah to come out and to begin to deal with the new normal. Noah built an altar. He made a sacrifice, a burnt offering. And then Noah sent a dove out three times. Yeah. He didn't send it out one time and say, hey, we can move now. He sent it out three times. He sent the dove three times. He didn't move really, really quickly. I'm going to read a scripture. We're still in Genesis chapter 8, and I'm going to begin at the 8th verse. Then he sent out a dove. Noah sent out a dove to see if, I said if, the water had receded from the surface of the ground. But the dove could not find anywhere to perch because there was water over all the surface of the earth. So the dove returned to Noah in the ark. He reached out his hand and took the dove and brought it back to himself in the ark. He waited seven more days, and again he sent out the dove from the ark. And when the dove returned to him in the evening, there in its beak was a freshly plucked olive leaf. Then Noah knew that the water had receded from the earth. But listen at this part. Listen at verse 12. He waited seven more days and sent the dove out again, but this time it did not return to him. Noah was very observant. Yeah, I mean, here's a man that was waiting. Hey, I've got to get out of here. Me and my family, we've been in this ark for all these days and months, and hey, we've got to get out of here. But observation, he was observant and he waited. He waited. He sent that dove out three times. He sent the dove out, and then he sent the dove out again, and then the dove returned that evening with an olive leaf. I'm going to use the term her, in her mouth. Yeah. And then he waited another 7 days, and he sent again, but this time the dove did not return. And I'm going to add this with you. In Genesis 8 and 7, we don't talk about it a lot, but Noah also sent a raven out. Yeah, he sent a raven. He sent a dove, and he sent a raven. Now, I want to let you know something. I want to share this with you, and you probably know it, but here's a gentle reminder. A dove symbolizes new life. Yeah, new life. Here's an opportunity for us, a chance to start a new life in this new normal. A dove represents a new hope. And I always like to say, one of my motivating factors in having the Dr. Glovina Show is to give you hope, to see the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, sometimes it looks dark in situations, but if you can see a light, you can find your way out. And we know that the Word of God, it is the light to our path, and it's a lamp to our feet. Because sometimes you can only take a step at a time. That's when we need the Word of God as a lamp, just stepping out on faith. A dove represents what? It's a symbol of new life, new hope, a world that had been restored. Isn't that what we're praying for, believing God for, and asking God for? Don't be dismayed or don't be saddened by some of the negative reports you're receiving as we are adjusting to the bumpy new normal. Hey, stand in faith. Be faithful. Yeah, because this is the transition period. You know, we kind of rushed out. Everyone wanted, I want to get out of here. I want to go out. I want to have some fun again. I want to get back to my household of faith. I want to visit. But we're still in transition, because when we stepped out in that neutral zone, we found out what? There were still some things that we needed to observe and make some necessary changes. Noah, he had to wait even for the water to rescend. You know, forget, this man is still in there with his family, and they're on lockdown because it would have been dangerous for them to move too soon. Is anyone listening to me? It would have been dangerous for them to move too soon. The new normal, yeah. This new normal, I mean, it's a term that it's been used before. This is not just the first time we've had to deal with the new normal. I do want to share that my real first encounter with the new normal was after September 11th, when we had the terrorist attack, 9/11. Things changed after that. That's when I really started, because at the time I was employed by the Department of Defense, and we began to use this term, and they gave us workshops on how to help the family members and the active duty members deal with the new normal. And hey, I don't have time to go into all the new things that went into place with the Department of Defense, a new normal. You know, there was a financial crisis in 2007. That was a new normal. I mean, real estate plummeted. There was a lot, so much that happened. A new normal. A global recession, 2008 to 2012. The entire world, well, the world went through a global recession. And now we have experienced the COVID-19 pandemic. And so we're learning a new normal again. And we're going to make it. I want to encourage you. We're going to make it, and we're going to finish strong. We're going to come out strong. We're going to recognize that, hey, I may feel a little uneasy, but that's normal too. I may feel a bit of grief because I'm missing some things. That's normal as well. And what am I saying? Glovina, what are you saying to me today, this evening, wherever you are in the world? I'm saying, as you are transitioning into this new normal, your uneasy feelings, they're okay. I want to affirm you today. I gave you what a dove represents or is symbolic of. That beautiful dove, Well, I want to let you know, he sent out a raven. Now, a raven is not as gentle as a dove. A raven will eat almost anything. they're a bit selfish. Ravens hide food. I'm not talking about a person with the name Raven. I'm talking about the bird Raven. And they're a bit unsettled. But a dove shares. A dove is even known that when they eat, a dove will regurgitate the food so that she can share it or he can share it with their mate. Yeah. So the dove really was the one who brought back the good news. But the dove really, when it was out there, had nowhere to settle. So it came back. Many of us have had to come back home. Many of us have had to put our mask back on. It's okay. It's all part of coming into the new normal. A dove represents new life. New hope, restoration. Hey, I'm encouraging you today. Yeah, the pandemic, it raged. Oh, my God, think about it. And how long it went on. And many of us, we lost loved ones, people that we care about, people that we know, even people distantly that we didn't know. We felt the pain. Many lives were infected. It was an economic impact as well. And you know what? We haven't seen, really, I don't know about you, but I haven't done a lot of research on what some of the developing countries are going through. Theirs is going to be, they're bearing even a greater load, a greater brunt contagious disease. Yeah. Has your attitude changed? The dove came out kind. Are you coming out kind? Are you helping those that are less fortunate? You can't really give a smile like you want to or you would normally do, but you can let your eyes smile, or you can give a nod, or you can give a thumbs up. Let's encourage one another. Be the dove. Yeah. Be the dove, because some people are coming out of domestic violence situations. Some children are behind in school. Some families really need your help. Be compassionate. Live for the sake of others. Pray for your spiritual leaders. Yeah. Your pastor, the fivefold ministry, your leaders in the church, they need your prayers and your support right now. Because guess what? It's a new normal for all of us. So be the dove. Don't be the raven. Be the dove in this new normal. Hey, we are in a new normal, and guess what? It's still evolving. So I want to say that, of course, as always, I love you. I want to remind you, you're supernaturally anointed by God, the Father. You're full of knowledge, wisdom, and the Spirit of God. And you, my beloved, you have the faith to make life-changing effects in the lives of others. And as you give, it starts that reciprocity. You always receive more back. You know, they say, a seed may leave your hand, but never your life. I want to remind you, marvelous things are happening in, around, and through you now. I want to shout out to all of you and say I love you. You're the apple of God's eye. And history is waiting for you. I heard a famous evangelist say this, come on, make a mark that can never be erased. God loves you with an everlasting love. And I want you to come on, get out here, and don't be afraid of the uneasy feelings, and begin to walk in and experience the new normal. Thank you so much for joining me during this podcast. You're so fantastic. Again and again, I say, I love you and I appreciate you.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.